Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hallo kinderen moeten prezen.
Ik wil dat de mensen minder afval op de grond gooien.
The Kenai Peninsula, the Swan Lake fire, has been raging for a month. Officials say in recent years these kinds of fires have become more frequent and persistent. But Alaska's also in the midst of an unprecedented heatwave that shows no signs of abating.
Ik denk niet dat de gemeenschap hier in de buurt er 100% gaat achterstaan.
Achter het nieuwe? Of achter het...
Achter het platgooien en de mensen buiten smaten.
Ja, ja.
Dat bedoel ik.
So we live in an era of global decimation dubbed by some the Anthropocene. Settler colonial states, including the U.S. and Canada, disproportionately consume the world.
This is what democracy looks like!
Tell me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
You're sexy, you're cute, pick up your riot shoes! You're sexy, you're cute, pick up your riot shoes!
So some kind of force will have to be necessary to compel this gargantuan complex of capital accumulation to expire. To put it brutally, it has to be liquidated. That's what it's all about. I mean, I'm not talking about physical liquidation of individual human beings, but it's an entire sphere of capital accumulation that must be terminated, right? And this requires a clash with those interests at the core of business as usual.
Ooh. Sonic sensibility is a way of approaching the world that exposes the invisible movements beneath the surface of a visual world and thereby challenges the dominant position of that visual world. A view from a tall building may be beautiful, but this view carries with it the danger of the godlike view, a false appearance of overview, clarity and distance, which can make a person or even an entire culture feel seemingly objective, but actually superior. Sonic sensibility offers a counterbalance, the awareness of the complex polyphonic sonic world, from which we are not at an objective distance, but rather in the middle, makes the divine superior perspective impossible. In this way, we realize that we have to embrace this beautiful pluriform complexity, unlock this sonic dimension by listening, and thus come to other possible worlds, sonic possible worlds. We strain our ears and focus on this invisible space, the gigantic mass of sounds that moves around and through us.
The plan is simple.
First we will disrupt.
Their business as usual.
By destabilizing.
Their distribution of energy. For this to happen.
All we need to do
is to make sure.
An error appears.
Somewhere within. Their supply chain analysis.
415.42.
There's no relationship between beauty and disaster. Well, there is a relationship, but it's not necessarily the one you think. Beautiful spaces are often really dangerous places, and ugly spaces can actually be very safe. So the relationship between what you find beautiful and whether it's dangerous or safe is, again, very complex. There's no one-to-one. But I do find it interesting that, for example, oil fields, they are often sonically and visually stunningly beautiful, but they are fantastically dangerous places. There's huge pollution, and as we now know, the whole oil industry has basically been destroying the weather patterns of this planet for the last 100 years, and we're all beginning to suffer more and more from that. So also in a global sense, it's dangerous, as well as in a local sense with the pollution. Yet they can be very beautiful.
We listened to a recording of Cusack made in a forest near Chernobyl. In the recording, we hear how Cusack walks around with a rattling radiation meter. A sonic impression of exposure to radioactive radiation.
600. Trying to make change. They must be here. All have they given up on a red forest? Walking, crawling towards an exit. exit. You have no other exit.
So they just tie pictures and tell. It's ready to start then. Heat this on.
I came to you for advice. You're confusing me. No,
I've changed innumerable times.
Yes, still I'm not so good at gray. Either or is not my thing. I'm not worried. I just don't know what to do. What to think? Thank you.
the exclusion of sound in philosophical discourse, or in theory in general, and we're talking Western discourse here and Western philosophy, is not innocent. I mean, the Western thought is all about tidying up the world along lines of function, purpose to the human. Very anthropocentric, hence also this, the colonial grab, the kind of grabbing, taking and bringing into museums where it then gets ordered. Absolutely, behind glass cabinets, and it's a totally visual culture that is not just visual because it's just forgot about the sonic, but because the sonic, in its non-categorizability, in its non-linearity, it's in its diffuse geography and in its diffuse history, disturbs that ideology of clear individuation, clear identity, this country, not that country, this bird, not that bird, where it doesn't, for the visual to work as a philosophy, it needs to exclude that fuzzy, what it calls irrational indivisibility of sound. Because as soon as we think through whatever discipline you take, literature, geography, history, music, particularly music that really doesn't like sound, paradoxically speaking, because it likes organized sound. It likes a tone. It likes a categorizable, linguistically organizable sound.
Possiamo ascoltare una registrazione che fa parte di questa pubblicazione che ho fatto, che si chiama
We can listen to a recording from my publication called The Sound of Normalization,
fatta fuori dal carcere a Brescia.
It's a demonstration recorded outside the prison in Brescia. The demonstration was organized to express solidarity with the detainees and bring attention to the problems of prisons overcrowding.
Questa registrazione, cosa succede di interessante? Succede che
what you have in the recording is that instead of chanting for the team, the ultras chant for the detainees, and chants move out from the stadium and infiltrate the city.
E si infiltra nella città.
Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.